Thursday night, the Yudalos Teves, Chavis Aldodas, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Shlishi. We're going through the different Cheshbonos HaNefesh. And we're up to, we did number, the first few are gratitude to Hashem for different things. And number three was Seichel. Number one was existence. Number two was the complexity of the body and how perfectly it's put together, and he doesn't really delve into it here because that's not his point here. The delving into it is in Shar HaBechina. Here he just wants to make you alert to it and make you realize that that's a specific item to think about. In Shar Avodas Elokim, he rather matches up. He has a yesod in Shar Avodas Elokim, that the degree of Avodas Hashem, it's really, it's logical based on his whole grand view of things. He says the more things Hashem grants you, the more you b'chuyim in Avodas Hashem. And he says, like he doesn't say b'feirish Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but he certainly implies it. He says mankind has to be grateful to Hashem because Hashem gave it life and, you know, all the things that you see. And connected there, it's mechuyev on a certain level of Odas Hashem. Then he says there's an Am Hashem that Hashem was mashpia on more, was mashpia tova on more. He took them out of Mitzrayim. Nisum for them, and he showed that they're an Am HaNivchar, and he was Bochar Bonim Mikolo Amim. So their level of Avodas Hashem, the Torah, the mitzvahs, is commensurate with their increased level of gratitude because he did more for them, and he made them more special. And then he says that is the Kohanim, the Shevet Levi. Hashem made them special, gave them special Kochos, was Makar of them to him, right? He said, you're going to be special to me, so that's Taka Machai of them, at a higher level of Avoda. I wonder if here, that's how he says it in Shar Avodas Elokim. So, almost as if to say, like, existence and being alive, you see, all these things that he said till now are all common to all mankind. Right, nothing special about the Torah. That's going to be a number four. So I just wonder now that in here where he's splitting it up into three, I wonder, okay, if you can match up the gratitude that each one's mechayev. In Shar Avodas Elokim, he lumps it together, almost as if to say that the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He doesn't say b'fair Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But that's what he's apparently saying. Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. I'm sorry. Hello? Yeah, what? Yeah. Is this really important for now? I can't call you at 10? I'll call you at 10. I'll call you at 10 o'clock. Okay, bye. Rather, someone we're doing chinuch. Art school's the next project Art school's doing. We're in the middle of it. We're going to be finished soon if Milinowitz finishes what he's supposed to do. But we're doing chinuch. That's the next. The kids are shochnorich team. Meir Zlatow doesn't like to break up the teams, so the Ramban team moved over to Medrash Rabbah, and the kids are shochnorich team. He found them. He's good at finding. Don't you know, like. The shul is pretty good at finding sponsors also. Pretty good. Not as good as Meir Zlatowitz, but he goes around and he finds sponsors for projects. And it's very nice because the team works together well and they get paid nicely and they work very hard, and it's a very nice thing. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch team, he found someone, he thought of doing Sefer Chinuch, not Minchas Chinuch, Chinuch. And so he found someone to sponsor Chinuch. So, what? So someone just
What about the other work? Like,
he finished Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
No, and the mitzvahs, those other companies came up.
The Tayag mitzvahs. If someone would rather have that, the chinuch is the chinuch. That's a different work. The chinuch, this is a translation and an elucidation and a nice amount of iyun on the bottom of Sefer HaChinuch. So, rather 2 days ago, someone asked me, one of the mitzvahs, I don't know, I didn't get up to it yet. I think it's mitzvah Chav Gimel. He goes off on a tangent about the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So there's a question, Meir's Lawrence is very sensitive to the fact that it's in English and Goyim could look at it or maybe do look at it. He's very, very, in the fifth chelik of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we used one of the earliest, maybe the earliest, we got the earliest printing of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the one where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself, Rav Shlomo Gantzfried's notes were on the side on the first printing, what they got wrong, and he changed things. And he was about to go to print, and he realized, he said, there's too much about Goyim there in what could be considered derogatory terms. I mean, it's legal, it doesn't, you know, it's halachic, it's not derogatory mamish, but he felt it would, you know, and Taka's subsequent printings, changed, you know. So the truth is, there's a standing rule that we always say idolater, we never say non-Jew, we always say idolater. But he felt Ethel P. Kane, it wasn't enough in this case. So we changed. We changed it. We just copied from a later printing. Like, we didn't change the work. In these, like, five simonim, it's about Pasakum and Yayinakum, a bunch of things. Something in Chayshu Mishpat. So we just went with a later printing. That's all. So here there was a question with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the idea that they're Mechuyev Misa on all of their mitzvahs. And even Bishogeg, Azaros Zui Misosa. So like, how do you present that? Like, a guy is Mechuyev Misa on all of his mitzvahs. That's one problem, and even Bishogeg. So someone wrote up something and they sent it to me to look over, like a suggestion how to present it. So I didn't like what he wrote. So I suggested really what the Chavis Halvavis says, that they use the Chavis Halvavis. That the Chavis Halvavis seems to say in Shara Bonus Halukim that the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are tit for tat to have human society function. In other words, if you look at the Zion Mitzvahs, they're for the smooth functioning of society. So you say Yechayev Misa, in a Yid, it's Ben Adam Lamoko, it's a religious duty. So there's some that are more chomer, and some that are less chomer, some that are Misa, some that are Malkus. But for the Goyim, for the Umas Olam, so you need the world to function. And for the world to function, you can't steal, and you can't, it's a Hechitimtza for the functioning of the world. That's what it sounds to me like from the Chayez Halvavis. So you say, so Yechayev Misa, because you're getting in the way of society's running. You know, you're not letting society function properly.
But what about Jews? I mean,
they're not the same thing. No, but they're the Rove. You know, that's the Goyim's function. And to the Jew, it's a religious duty. And Hashem, look, obviously the Jew has 613 mitzvahs and the Goy only has 7. Mm-hmm. So that we're saying, you know, we're not mincing words that there's an Am HaNivchor that has more responsibilities and more duties. So you say, so the running of the world is for the Goyim, and the Jews have a religious duty with Hashem. I don't know. We'll see if what they do with it.
I can't call them idolaters if it's seven mitzvahs been in York.
Rather, he asked me...
Right.
No, that's for sure, that a Yid is technically Mechuyah, is not Mechuyah than Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He's only Mechuyah in them as a Yid, as part of Taryag Mitzvahs. They didn't just add 606 to the 7. It's a whole different experience. It's a whole different... Gradually he wanted to know about Eva Menachai.
Right.
I mean, you can't... What about Eva Menachai? So Gradually... I saw there's a in a book, someone wrote a book, a very, very fine book. If you get hold of it, you should read it. It's a fiction book. It's called, a yeshiva guy wrote it, Every Man a Slave. It's a fiction, historical fiction about a black that was stolen from Africa, and it covers the first half of the 1800s. And it's a very interesting story, and there's a lot of philosophy in there, a lot of hashkafa, and he eventually becomes an Eved Knani, because slavery was then mutter in America, and he eventually becomes an Eved Knani, and he's Mal, and the whole story. Anyway, so in the story there, he stole it from Africa. They themselves stole. The Schwarzes stole the Schwarzes. They would sell them. So he's captured, and it's very interesting. And in the middle, he's captured by, I forget what kind of Africans, and they eat Eva Menachai. Because the point of the book really is to show, and it's they describe Eva Menachai, and I realized reading that book, reading in the description, that it's tremendous achzorius. The animal's alive and they're drinking its blood. It was Indians. And they held it gives you a gevura. It mamish gives you a special gevura if you drink the blood. Okay, that's dam menachai, not eva menachai. If you drink the blood while the animal is still alive, you get more gevura from the blood. Like it's a living thing. And the description there is very vivid, and you see it from the description that it's extremely cruel. It's a tremendous cruelty to eat Eva Menachai. I can't describe it. The book does it better than I ever could.
That's what Nebuchadnezzar was doing, no? To gain Achzorius.
It's a very Achzorius?
I think so. And he told Sefkiel not to tell anybody?
But it's a very because of Achzorius?
That's what I heard.
Oh, very good. So I said, so that is something that society would want to eradicate. Anyway, what's my point? My point is that in Shara Vodis, Halakim, the Chaydus, Halvavos, just makes two levels. Like he lumps together the gratitude a human being has to feel for the world, and that's mechayev avodas Hashem on one level, and then we have Hashem b'chabonim mikol amim, so we're mechayev here. I wonder, getting back to my point, ironically, here in Shar Cheshbon, maybe it's not ironic, maybe it makes a lot of sense. You know, in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he splits up something common to mankind into three specific gratitudes, three specific existence. Wow, my body is a finely tuned functioning machine, and I have seichel. So I wonder, that's all, I'm just speculating, I didn't have time to think it through. I wonder if you could find different mitzvahs in the Zion mitzvahs that each one would have demanded, that each one demands. You see what I mean? The Chayes HaLavos is a sold, is that it's gratitude that empowers her obligation to Hashem. And so there he just makes it, he just lumps it together. The gratitude of mankind and the gratitude of a Jew. But here that he splits, number four is already going to be the gratitude of a Jew. So the first three is the gratitude of mankind, but he splits it into three. So I just wonder if we would take the Zion mitzvahs, if we could plug in, this would be this gratitude, and this would be that gratitude, and this would be that gratitude. Okay.